It's time right now for Main Street Magazine on Robin Hood Radio with Thorin Christendotter. Thorin joins us just about every week, and we take a look and talk a little bit about the stories that you'll find in the various editions of Main Street Magazine available at your favorite locations to pick up, and also an online version at mainstreetmag.com. Good morning, Thorin.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
Nice to have you with us. Well, we're at that time of the month. It's the end of July.
It is, and we should be getting our August issue any day now.
All right, so let's talk. I don't have, of course, it's as much a secret to me as it is to you out there, folks. Just let's headline some of the things, first of all, that people will find in the August edition of Main Street Mag.
As you know, sometimes we have themes, and in August we didn't have any particular theme, so the stories are actually kind of all over the place. For example, Christine is looking at, you know, as we all know, the real estate market is going bananas right now. So Christine had a interesting experience with she's a realtor herself as well as owns some properties. So she's, you know, well-versed in the real estate world. So she had an interesting experience with an inspector some months ago. And so that sparked an idea for her to do a story, if the real estate, focus it on inspections and what to look for. What inspectors look for and what you as a buyer or seller should also look for. So the kind of pluses and minuses of that. So it's, you know, it's even if you're not looking, it still makes you, you know, kind of look around your own house and to kind of check things out.
You know, it's interesting because on my way into work 4 months ago, there were no for sale signs. and about 2 months ago, they started popping up at least six. And out of those six for sale signs, on my little ride into work from Salisbury into Sharon, there is only one sign left for sale. Everything else has been sold that was up. It's amazing.
So instead you saw the pending and the sold signs, right?
Yeah. Yeah, there were the for sale, then there were the pendings, and then sold signs. And there's only one property that still is not sold.
Yeah, it's remarkable.
It's an amazing real estate market, and if you hit it just right. And how I know even better is a family member lost their husband, okay? She finally decided, okay, you know what? They had a house on the ocean in Florida, beautiful big house in Westchester County. She decided to actually divest of all those, get those things off her plate. And it was a perfect time for people coming out of the city to see this beautiful house in Westchester that sold right away.
Yes.
And the beautiful condo on the beach in Florida sold right away. Even though Florida's having those problems, it's still sold right away. People just want to find some place to escape to.
They do, and try to, you know, feel some sort of, you know, safety, you know, more than you do when you're in the city of millions of people.
It's trying to get away from the more hectic lifestyle, even though it's hectic out here. But that is one angle that you can look at definitely for your August edition. What else might be in the August edition?
Well, since it's still August and still hot, Jessie gave us another recipe for an ice cream, this time an ice cream bar. She calls them dilly bars. So they're chocolate. I think she had peanuts in there. So it's honestly so simple that I think that I could even make it. But the picture looks delicious of them. So I think, you know, for some folks, if they want to make some ice cream bars for their, you know, socially distanced small get together or for family, you know, I think that's a terrific recipe for them.
Summertime is definitely, August is definitely a time for ice cream. And especially now, everybody has something in their house that can make ice cream nowadays. It's not like you have to even get an ice cream maker.
Or churn it or anything, no.
I know, it's amazing. And if you can churn something quick enough and long enough and keep it cold enough, you can make ice cream.
Pretty much.
So technology has taken over on that aspect. Now, do you deal into the dog days or do you let that just hang out there?
We didn't so much this year. You know, obviously, unfortunately, as we, you know, this is the pandemic still going on in many ways or has affected, you know, both people, businesses and situations. So, you know, that does touch on a number of our stories for the month of August. But, you know, as I've said to you before, we try to find the perseverance stories and pivoting stories. And, you know, for example, Griffin this month brings us the young Stephanopoulos of the Mina Drive-In, and how they've always been very proud of the fact that they're the first drive-in to open and they're the last one to close. So they had actually just opened up, I guess, in March there and had to shut down. And so Griffin was able to, you know, get kind of the story of how they actually started the drive-in there, and then how this pandemic has changed their business model and just how their interaction and how everything has changed for them. But how they've been able to pivot and fill a void, because obviously, like, the movie house in Millerton is closed and in Great Barrington and Hudson, but we're still able to go to the drive-in, which is, you know, that's so wonderful. So, you know, for everyone in our community, and they were saying, the Stephanopoulos is that people are just coming and it's full, and people were waiting to go to the drive-in in April and May. Yeah. Cause they want to go outside. They wanted some sort of normalcy.
Yeah. And that's a big part of it. I mean, like we said, the Stephanopoulos already have their drive-in in the media, which, what they've done with in the past 3 years is absolutely amazing.
Yes.
And it really has become you know, they say every town needs a destination.
Yes.
A destination town. Well, Armenia has that now with the drive-in. That's absolutely amazing. I mean, the other destination, of course, happens to be Silo Ridge, but that's a separate part. That's not even really part of town, because that's a self-contained entity. But who would have thought 4 years ago? That where Four Brothers is when they started that drive-in, that would really become a main driving factor, almost like the rail trail is in Millerton.
Oh, exactly. And nowadays, you talk to anyone, they're like, "Oh, the Armenia drive-in."
Yeah, it really is amazing, and you got to give credit to people that are willing to invest in the communities that they have businesses in. I mean, they had successful restaurants as it was. They purchased other restaurants in the community to keep them open and to keep them going, and they started, of course, the movie. I mean, the movie theater. It really is amazing. And you look at like the Stephanopoulos, and you look like at Eddie Meza, where he brought the Sharon Country in and made it beautiful. He's got his Meza Pizza, and now he even redid State Line Car Wash.
Exactly.
That's what people have to realize, what businesses bring to this community. Yes, they bring products for you to buy and to use, but they also reinvigorate the community by taking buildings that are no longer being used and reusing them and opening them up again.
They do. And, you know, it's a spiral effect, because they also then, there's tax dollars that come into the town and the school district, and they are also, whether it's a product or service that they're bringing to that location, and then there are people that they attract. And, you know, those people, like we always say at the Millerton Business Alliance, you know, if someone's coming in for the rail trail, what are the chances that they stop at the diner for a sandwich,
yeah,
or they go get a cup of coffee or buy a book at the bookstore? So, or even if they just go and browse, maybe they make a trip with family or friends next time to come to town because of store or this business. You know, so it's a much greater, you know, as they call it, the spiral effect. And so, you know, all of our local businesses are just amazing in that fashion. And, you know, we always have to remember, this is why we have to try to support local and shop local. It's because these businesses mean so much more.
And that's why the movie house is so important to Millerton. The movie house really is the main thing that generated the rebirth of Millerton. And really, we want the movie house to open up as soon as possible, because that makes Millerton a destination. Yes, it does have the rail trail now, which is a big destination. And let's also give the Northeast Historical Society credit with moving the old schoolhouse to along the rail trail as well, right there. I mean, and it shows how you can invest in your community to bring people into your community and visit.
I mean, if we look at Millerton, like so many of the small towns in our area, that there are a number of things that make it unique and are a draw for different types of people. You know, yeah, we have the rail trail, and now, you know, the little schoolhouse, and everything that Ralph Adeli and his group organization do for the schoolhouse, and as a visitor center and information center about not just Millerton, but the region. And as you say, the movie house, of course, is pivotal. and has been. And now, you know, there was a big void, and it was a people were very had different opinions when Saperstein's was sold and then changed. But I don't know if you know, some people and your listeners know, but it's opened again, and there's a new business there, a new building owner, and she's looking to put Saperstein's back on the building. So, you know, there are many things, you know, happening in our towns and regions that we may not see right away, but, you know, this is the reason why it's great to be connected to a community and try to support as much as we can in whatever way we can.
It's true. And I think that's one thing that a magazine like yours, Main Street Magazine, does is not only it brings newsy-ish types of stories, definitely, and interviews with area people, but it also brings people together to know what in the community and how they can get out and enjoy the community. There's a lot of hidden gems that aren't hidden when you can put them in Main Street Magazine.
Well, we try, and we always try to put a positive spin on it, but nowadays it seems like post-pandemic that our hidden gems are less hidden. And, you know, you just look at our state parks around here where, you know, you see signs of filled to capacity nowadays. It's a different time for sure.
Absolutely. Well, once again, mainstreetmag.com, but also, and what's the date the August issue will hit the newsstands where people can pick it up for free around our region?
I am waiting to hear today from my printer, but I believe it should probably be coming in the next day or two. And so our delivery people should have them out by the weekend everywhere. You know, it takes them a few days to get them out, but, you know, just watch for your location that you pick them up, or you can always check us out online too.
All right, Thorne, we'll check in with you next week and we'll talk a little bit more about the issue that's coming out.
Sounds good, Marshall.
Take care.
You too. Bye.
That is Main Street Magazine on Robin Hood Radio. Of course, you can find Main Street Magazine on the web, mainstreetmag.com.